The 2011 World Watch List is released. Persecution is growing the church in India, and a missions training event comes to the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Korea tops the Open Doors World Watch List, a ranking of 50 countries that are the worst persecutors of Christians around the globe. Open Doors USA's Carl Muller says there were no surprises on this year's list. However,
the biggest thing that we learned from putting the list together this year is that the entire level of persecution globally is accelerating at a really dramatic rate.
Muller adds,
8 out of the top 10 countries in our World Watch List this year are Islamic countries, where Islamic extremism has gained the upper hand.
A case in point is Tuesday's assassination of the governor of Pakistan's Punjab province. He was killed by his bodyguard because he spoke out against the country's controversial blasphemy law. The release of the World Watch List is an important tool in a Christian response.
First thing we can do is pray. Secondly, though, we can use our voice. And again, the World Watch List is a great tool for us to speak to countries that are sensitive to the issue of religious liberty. And lastly, this World Watch List also tells us the areas that need our help the most. Many Christian refugees are fleeing their homes, and we've got to be there supporting them.
Meanwhile, ballots are printed and ready to go. Sudan's Sunday vote will determine if the country will remain united or split in two. Africa Inland Mission's Phil Beiler, the unit leader for Sudan, says the South is ready to go to the polls.
The Southern Sudan people are very eager to declare their voice, and it's almost certain that that will be a pretty unanimous decision to separate.
The resulting atmosphere has included some who fear war, but more than that, excitement.
I would describe it as cautious optimism, but also a real sense of accomplishment. It's almost like a big holiday coming up.
The North has agreed to comply with whatever decision comes in the referendum, but there's still a definite threat of war. Violence could push missionaries to the fringes of the country, so the biggest prayer request is still a peaceful vote.
We just hope and pray for the peace of Sudan so that the gospel and the church can continue to press forward.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Gospel for Asia's Daniel Puno says while believers in places like India aren't asking for persecution, they understand it's coming.
They're the ones saying that, you know, the Lord is using this actually for good, you know, and more people are coming to know the love of Christ. More people want to know why they went through this persecution and what was the reason. And, you know, the gospel is being able to be shared because of that.
He says many new Christians already know that persecution awaits them. That's a foreign concept to many Christians in the West. While some governments try to make conversion to Christianity illegal, that makes it even more appealing.
They're very curious, you know, why certain things are being passed specifically against Christians.
Being the aggressor can also mean a new beginning.
Many times the people who were the ones who initiated the persecution sometimes are the first ones to realize Christ's love. And it's pretty amazing to see that.
Next, after living in the country for just over a year, a Mission Society couple opened a children's library in Peru. The library is the first one to open in the city of 500,000 to actually rent out books. Children have been raving about the library to teachers, friends, and family members, and the couple is receiving requests to start similar projects elsewhere. The best part? The project's allowing them to start building relationships to share the gospel. And does your church want to be more effective in reaching the lost for Christ both locally and globally? The Evangelical Free Church of America can help. This January 29th, they'll host a one-day missions training event in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. It's $35 for the day. You'll hear from mission mobilizers and missionaries and enjoy workshops. Workshop topics include missions budgeting, missions awareness, and short-term trips. Our website has more information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is now offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon. Through the stories in Scripture, this book will show you what it means to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Request your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or look for the Joy Over the Moon link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.